we see the leader of the pack.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to Leader of the Pack on the All Paws Pet Radio Network. I'm your host from Fort Worth, Texas. I'm Susan Herbert, the Lone Star Dog Whisperer. And my co-host is here also, America's canine expert, Mark German.
Well, thank you for having me back, Susan. And I love your new studio.
Thank you.
K-P-U-P, K-P-U-P. It looks awesome in here. So thanks for having me back again. I know I'm on a weekly basis, but...
Yes, you are. Just remember that.
Well, and I love that Taliban accent of yours. But hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the show. You can find out more about Susan and Mark and what we do at americascanineacademy.net. And we welcome your questions and comments. Encourage you to email us at pettalk@live.com. And before you get going, Susan, with your announcement, we had a chance to see the Lone Survivor movie.
Oh, my gosh. If you haven't seen it, everybody needs to see it. I think every American should have to see that movie.
And so it was good. It was good to see that. And, of course, we have the books, and we know Marcus. And so.
Yeah, it was awesome. Awesome, folks. Go see it. I want to remind everybody that you can now hear all of our shows anytime, 24/7. By going to WPETTalkRadio.com on the web, or on your smartphone, you can go to WPET Talk Radio on the TuneIn app. Well, in the last few months, we've noticed really a drastic change in our dogs shedding. And, of course, with 10 to 12 dogs here at any given time, the shedding can be out of control. But we realized the other day that the one thing we had changed a few months ago was that we've been adding super gravy to our dogs' kibble when we feed them, and we do this at every meal. The dogs love it, and it helps their bodies absorb the vitamins and nutrients necessary to keep them healthy. Super gravy is made by Clear Conscience Pet, and it's an award-winning product, and we happen to have one of the founders of Clear Conscience Pet on the phone right now. Anthony is a holistic nutritional expert, and he writes, speaks, and appears frequently in broadcast media. And of course, he appears every week on our show to announce the special of the week specifically for our listeners. Welcome back, Anthony.
I apologize in advance for my voice, just getting over this bug that's been hitting a lot of people out here in the Northeast. So along with the snow, we've got a lot of folks that are fighting that that cold or flu type thing, so I appreciate your bearing with me, and thanks as always for the lovely introduction, Susan. You guys are wonderful. I really love what you said about absorbing nutrients, because let's face it, it's one thing to put something in the bowl, but it's another thing for our dogs to be able to use it. So the super gravy, the hydration, and the initial breakdown of the food that it helps to assist really can make a big difference in the getting the best value from the food that you choose. And we hope you'll choose a great food for your dogs, but whatever food you choose, it will work better with super gravy. And to assist any of your listeners who haven't had the opportunity to try this product, we have your ongoing Leader E20, that's LEADER, all in caps, please, 20, code. That is a code just for the wonderful folks who follow Leader of the Pack Radio, and we have that kind of up there permanently. So honestly, it means you can buy anything anytime from us just because you're friends with Mark and Susan, and get the best deal around, and that's 20% off any products. Now, I do want to mention something that we don't get a chance to talk much about, and that's our biscuits, our artisan organic biscuits. And we're very, as you know, into super high meat nutrition, low carb. And when we talked about that 2 weeks ago, it was actually a great program. Not saying that, you know, I was great, but the information when I listened to it later was really action packed. So thank you guys for that. Any of your listeners who haven't heard the broadcast from January 9th, set aside some time or listen to a little bit at a time. It's about 45 minutes, and it really does a great overview of the nutritional and some other health topics like vaccines that I think would be very helpful to your listeners. Now, when it comes to biscuits, let's face it, the old days, there was, you know, basically your wheat flour biscuits, as exemplified by that Milk-Bone-type product, not to pick on those guys, but what we've done is, as we do with all products, is we've elevated it to a much higher level by making a grain-free, organic, hypoallergenic dog biscuit, and it's called Crunchers, and it's available in three flavors, Peaceberry, Pumpkin Patch, and Ginger Yaps, and this product has really been a godsend for those folks who have really sensitive dogs and are looking for a nice, hard, crunchy biscuit, but obviously they can't use a wheat-based product. So we use buckwheat flour, and buckwheat is not wheat. It's a berry. Kashi is made from buckwheat for those who are health food advocates, so it might sound more familiar as Kashi, K-A-S-H-I, but we are one of the only companies that I know of in the entire industry that uses buckwheat flour as a base for a baked biscuit, and that means that you have a gluten-free, grain-free option. It's the only product we make with no meat protein, and the reason that in this case is positive is because if you have dogs with serious allergies and you've found the one protein that works for them, let's say whether it be lamb or duck or kangaroo for crying out loud, you don't want to complicate the diet sometimes with additional meat proteins. This is for those severely allergic dogs. So the Crunchers biscuit, that's a fun name and a great tasting biscuit, but it's got a serious purpose for hypoallergenic and very, very sensitive dog use. So we just recently relaunched the product with those three flavors, and we made it 100% organic. It was about 90% before, so we went the rest of the way there. And we're offering 20% off of the Crunchers, and that is Crunch 20, C-R-U-N-C-H, all caps again, 20, for 20% off. And for those with a lot of dogs, or if you have a facility, a rescue, or a kennel of some sort, we offer this in a 5-pound bulk, and it's a great deal because it's essentially like getting 30% off of the regular retail price if you buy in bulk instead of in the 11.5-ounce regular retail size bag. So those bulk bags are also on sale, so that would bring it down to a really, really good price for a ridiculously high-quality biscuit. So for those who do use biscuits, we think that you'd be extremely happy with the Crunchers. It's a true clear conscience biscuit.
Awesome. They sound great. We can't wait to get some, too.
I might put some super gravy on mine.
Well, you know what? There'd be a great combination right there. Get the best of all worlds. And I think that we're due for a care package out to Texas for you folks. So we'll put some of the cookies in there so you can enjoy them. I call them cookies, but it is serious nutrition in a disguised as a cookie. Let's put it that way. And you guys know how we feel. Like, we won't put it in a package unless it exceeds the quality of every previous product of its kind. So this is no exception. If we're doing biscuits, we're doing them best they've ever been done. So we hope everybody will, you know, give those a try. And most importantly, just keep your eye on the ball when it comes to your overall nutrition, keeping the carb levels low, meat content high in your dog's diet, and keep an eye on your dog's overall conditioning. Do not over-vaccinate. If it comes time for those exams coming up, your annual exam, ask the question. Say, can you get titer testing
all right,
done for us? As opposed to just going ahead and revaccinating with all these vaccines. And I believe that's one of the best and strongest steps besides the great nutrition that you can take towards ensuring your dog's health in 2014.
Thank you very much, Anthony.
Thank you so much for having me,
and I hope I'll have a voice back next week.
We'll see you.
And you guys have a wonderful program.
All right, thanks. Well, we'll talk. All right, thanks. We're heading to break, folks. We'll be back after these messages. What you mean when you say they came from the wrong side of town?
Has your life gone to the dogs? Are you at your wit's end? We can help. At America's Canine Academy, our specialists can put an end to the mutt mayhem and magically stop the destructive behaviors that your crazed canine has developed. We offer step-by-step guidance and make-sense techniques that will turn your problem dog into a calm, stable, and well-behaved companion. And we can even do it all by phone. Even from afar, we can assess a dog-gone-wrong situation and help you recapture your sanity. Call 877-WE-WHISPER, americascanineacademy.net, where dog whisperers are trained.
I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience Pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
All right, folks, we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. And remember,
Mark.
You can... Yes, he is Mark. And you can hear all of our shows anytime, 24-7. Just go to WPETTalkRadio.com. We're going to go ahead and bring in our next guest now. She is a nationally recognized veterinarian and nationally celebrated author, Dr. Kathy Alanovi. There's been a lot of controversy lately regarding the drug Trifexis, which is, it's a combination heartworm preventative and flea tick treatment. And there's been numerous reported deaths, actually more deaths than were caused by the jerky treats. So this has been a great concern for everyone, including us, because we use it. So we invited Dr. Kathy on to break it down for us. Welcome back, Dr. Kathy.
Thank you, guys. How are you? You got some bad weather.
Yeah,
it got cold.
Cool today,
nah.
So it's not bad. Where are you at? Disneyland, SeaWorld, where are you at this time?
No, I'm in Scenic, Indiana, and it's minus 24 with the wind chill.
Nah. Ooh. Yikes.
Well, welcome back, Doctor. Let me start with, if you could tell our listeners what is happening with this trifecta scare thing. You're in the business, you should know, and you're the expert, so... Tell all of our listeners what's up with the trifecta so we can have a clue.
Okay. So as you guys said, it is a combination once a month flea and heartworm medication. The medicine that's in it, it's the same as Comfortis, which is the once a month chewable for fleas. And then they added some medicine for heartworms. And it has always, when it was just Comfortis, the caution on the label was if your dog has intestinal upset, you know, watch out, basically. That's the most common sign. And you have to give it with a full meal. And these cautions were even more pronounced. You know, they said it even louder with the Trifexis. So they told us from the beginning that the medication can be pretty tough on the intestines. So... But then why are we having dogs dying? And what I have found is that any animal can have any reaction to any medication. And if you take, you know, you think of something really mild, like a once a month heartworm preventative, and you think, oh, there's no problems with that, but let's stop and think about it for a minute. When Interceptor used to be on the market, some patients had problems with that. I had a patient who had inflammatory bowel disease and eventually died a year and a half later from one dose of Interceptor. Mm-hmm. I know of several dogs that have seizures after taking HeartGuard.
So anyone can have a reaction to anything, but yes, the combination in the trifexis does seem to be even more of a problem than simply giving a tablet of Comfortis and then, you know, something a couple weeks or a couple days later for heartworm prevention. The problem is that because these are what's called idiosyncratic reaction, so it means, I always joke that, like, idio means we're idiots. We don't know why.
I've been called that a couple of times.
Okay. All right. We'll call you the idiosyncratic man then. You can join the medication. The problem is that we don't know why and we don't know who. And so for people who love the convenience and they don't want the goo on the back of their dog's neck, then sure, give trifexis a try. But if there's even the slightest anything weird, never, ever, 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 ever use it again. Because anyone can have this crazy reaction. And the thing that really stinks about it is for some dogs, it can be the very first time their body sees it. Usually it's a second or third, which is, you know, anaphylactic shock. People are animals who are allergic to bees. It's not normally the first time they're stung by bees. It's usually the second time. So if the first time your dog gets trifexis and something's just the least bit off, oh, God, never give it again. But, yeah, it's very scary. And when are they going to pull it off the market? When is it a concern? You remember the injection that lasted for 6 months, ProHeart 6? I think that's what it was called. It was a 6-month injectable. And everyone loved it because you didn't have to think about it, give it at the beginning of the heartworm season, and you were done for the rest of the year for the people who live in parts of the country like me where it freezes in winter. But there were dogs that were having crazy reactions and dying, and it took a whole lot of people making complaints and finally got pulled off the market. Safety was evaluated, and it was brought back with some very stringent guidelines. And so I don't think it ever really took off again from there. So, you know, convenience is great, but what do we do to our animals when we get some crazy convenience? So that's my diatribe on trifexis. What questions do you have?
It's bad enough, you know, that people are out there feeding this crappy food to their dogs, and then they're giving them all this chemicals in their bodies and wondering why our dogs are dying of cancer.
So you have cold weather right now, and you said that you use trifexis. You using it right now?
Yes.
Okay, so temperatures have to be over 67 degrees for 2 weeks in a consecutive days of 2 weeks in the 2 weeks for heartworms to be transmitted by a mosquito. Is that your weather right now?
Well, we just had it was 70-something the other day, but not consistently for 2 weeks in a row.
Okay. So it depends on where you live. In the Arctic Midwest right now, you obviously don't need it. For people who live in the South and on coasts, maybe you do. But look at that for your listeners, because you have people from all over the country. Where do you live? Do you even need to be giving these medications all the time? If you don't, then let's cut down the risk some more. So like you said, feed yucky food, then you put in chemicals. So how about feed good food, and maybe the body can respond to the chemicals better, and then use the chemicals only when needed.
That little sub-Q drops you put on their neck, I don't see a problem with that.
I have had patients that have reactions, but they're superficial. They're skin reactions. They're not falling over dead.
Right. And it still does the same thing. It repels fleas and ticks.
Yes, it does. So, not ticks. Fleas and heartworms.
Well,
there's one topical that claims to do ticks, but if you read the label very closely, it only kills one kind of tick. And there are at least 4 species of ticks that transmit Lyme disease in the United States, and there are probably more because there are new ticks coming up from Central America on livestock. So read your label carefully,
and really be sure that you're getting the protection that you're looking for your dogs and cats.
Okay, so we've got to go to break here in a minute, and I know you've given your spiel, but before we let you go, can you just tell us what you would recommend to your clients or what you're doing yourself?
As far as the flea and the heartworm control?
Yes.
See, my problem with the answer to that is there is no one-size-fits-all answer. Every patient is different. I do have patients who do just fine on Trifexis, but I tell them you have the least bit of something weird. We're never, ever going to do it again. And for the animals who are really sensitive, have sensitive intestines, I do not recommend the Trifexis. There are some dogs who can eat Alpo and, you know, rocks off the street, and they'll be fine with the Trifexis. So I'm sorry, I can't give you that. Because every animal is different. They each need individual care.
Well, I understand, but I think Mark and I need to do some research. And we thank you for being on, Dr. Kathy. We appreciate the information.
My pleasure.
And hopefully we can do a little bit more research and decide what we're going to do. We're going to head to break, and we will be right back after these messages.
What you mean when you say they came from the wrong side of town?
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
All right, folks, we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. And remember, you can now hear all of our shows anytime, 24/7, just go to WPETTalkRadio.com on the web or WPETTalkRadio on the TuneIn app on your smartphone. Now, our next guest is a woman that we have recently had the pleasure of connecting with through our nonprofit organization called H4, Hounds Helping Heroes Heal. She runs a rescue group in East Texas, and we were really touched by the story that actually became the inspiration for starting this rescue. The rescue is called Save Rocky the Great Dane, and our guest is the founder, Amy Reinaschek. Welcome to the show, Amy.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Hi, Amy. Let's just get started because I want to hear a lot about this. Tell our listeners, if you wouldn't mind, the story of Rocky, please.
Okay. My partner and I that originally started Save Rocky back at the end of May in 2013 was about a three-year-old blue male Great Dane that was in the Hernando County, Florida shelter. We had already seen this dog about a year before. My partner had. She'd actually gone in and taken pictures, played with him, you know, just a wonderful, wonderful dog. He, before she could get up there to rescue him, he was adopted out to another lady that had was in a family violence situation. Her boyfriend was, you know, hurting her and her family members, and Rocky tried to protect her and lunged at him and bit him. It was more of a scratch, and there was not a puncture wound. We were provided pictures. Crystal and I found out about Rocky and what was going on, that he was in quarantine there. We tried, you know, desperately to get the word out about him, so we created Save Rocky to try and save him. We raised over $2,000 and offered it to the lady that was surrendering him to the shelter to take him and rehab him. She refused, so we asked her to, you know, talk with the, or we asked the shelter if we could do the same thing. Could we make a donation to them for $2,000 to take him and rehab him? That this was something that, you know, he was protecting her. And they refused, and they killed him the next day, the next morning, which was June the 12th of 2013. We also had a behavior specialist come in to the shelter with him. Our attorney went down there. We did hire an attorney. You know, we tried very, very hard to save his life. So when that did not happen, we took the money we had raised. Nobody wanted their money back. Everybody wanted us to continue in his honor. And that's what we do now. We created Save Rocky the Great Dane Rescue and Rehab Program for him. And since June, we have rescued over 50 Danes and Great Dane mixes for him and have rehomed them. And then we met Susan, and we are starting to help her with the Hounds Helping Heroes Heal to, you know, continue in Rocky's honor to help them, as we so much appreciate, you know, their service to our country and all they do. And the main thing is to get these babies out of the shelters and, you know, rehomed into good situations and shown love again. So that's what we do.
What a great story.
Thank you. I'm still a little teary. I lost one of my babies last night to distemper.
Oh,
no. Yeah, sweet Annie.
Well,
yeah,
we
now
have...
you were telling me about her last night, and I was saddened to see that this morning when I noticed, when I saw your post, that she didn't make it through the night. So
I
know you're pretty torn up about that.
We always are. That's only the second one now that we have lost since we started doing this, and both were to distemper. And it's just such a, you know, sad thing, because it's one shot that would have saved that baby's life if the owner just would have been, you know, responsible, taken her to the vet, you know, done what they needed to do. And then she ended up in a shelter. You know, they're exposed to everything there. And you can't blame the shelter. It's irresponsible pet owners. You know, it's just a simple shot would have saved her life.
What is, you know, the owners, not the dog.
That's correct.
Now, you're located... Oh, go ahead, Susan.
So you're located in Bullard, Texas, which is in the East Texas area between Tyler and Jackson. But you actually rescue from a much larger area.
Yes, we do. We, you know, Rocky started out in Florida, so we grew in Florida fairly quickly. And then we started just having, you know, calls... private messages, post to the page, please help this one, you know, if you can. And we started helping all that we could. We have foster and adoption applications. Our foster guidelines are just like our adopter guidelines. So we're, you know, we want you to be able to report back to us the progress of these dogs and their care, you know, and how they're doing, what their likes are, what their dislikes are, just so, you know, we get them to the right place. And so we have people kind of all over the country right now helping us, and we're helping them, and we will work together with other rescues. My main thing is to get these babies out and taken care of as quickly as possible. You know, the longer they're in the kennels and in the shelter environment, the more depressed they become, and they're very people-oriented dogs. So they need their people, and then you put them in a cage that's just, you know, they're so large anyway. You put them in a cage like that, and it really becomes a problem. Some turn aggressive while they're in there, but it's just, you know, people have to remember you've got to get them out of that environment and start working with them again, give them a chance, and they can be, rehabbed. Not all can, but most can.
Let me know if you ever have one that you can't, because I will.
Okay. I sure will.
Well, and you know, putting any animal in a cage, and to me, the cage environment, it just breeds aggression. So you can't really get a true picture of the dog's behavior and the dog's personality and their demeanor when they're in a shelter.
That's right. They're terrified. You know, they are just absolutely terrified there.
And the last thing they want to, do while they're in there is learn how to sit.
That's right. Exactly. And then be hit around in the head. You know, let's poke them on this side of the face, this side. Let's poke them in the belly, and let's see what they might do. Yeah, I mean, they're terrified. It's not a fair shot.
They don't. Again, we're talking about humans. Susan?
That is correct.
Now, so, Amy, I know your rescue group is very, responsible about adopting these dogs out. And I see often that, you know, you have to have experience with the giant breeds to even be considered to adopt a Dane. So tell me, what are some of the unique characteristics of Great Danes that you have to take into consideration before you adopt one?
Okay. You know, you have to understand the males on an average stand from 32 inches to 36 inches at the shoulder and can weigh anywhere from 140 to 180 pounds. The females, they stand anywhere from 28 inches to 33 inches at the shoulder and weigh anywhere from 110 to 140 pounds. They do not reach full maturity until they're between the ages of 18 to 24 months. You also have to take into consideration the cost of owning one. They have, you know, it's a higher food bill. The males typically consume 7 to 10 cups of food daily. The female, 6 to 8 cups of high-quality food, you know, such as Science Diet, or I prefer the Purina One True Blends, which is the venison and turkey. And mine do very well with that. So you have to consider their vet bills are double. When you go to the vet, your flea control, your heartworm preventative, it's usually based on weight. So you're looking at a, 140-pound dog, you're going to be it's going to be $80 to $100 to get their heartworm preventative each month. Boarding a dog that's of this size is considerably higher. Let's see.
Amy,
they're very strong dogs. I'm sorry?
Amy.
Uh-huh.
Hold your thoughts, because we're going to go to break really quick, and when we come back, we're going to have you finish that list. I'm going to hear some more. So we'll have a break, and we'll be right back.
What you mean when you say they came from the wrong side of town?
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
All right, folks, we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. And we're on the phone with Amy Reinaschek. We asked her to be on today because we recently connected with her through our nonprofit organization. And she happens to be running a rescue group in East Texas that helped us, did us a really big favor. We basically adopted a Dane from her rescue so that we could pair it with one of our veterans. And so our guest on the phone is Amy Reinaschek with Save Rocky the Great Dane.
And just before we went to break, we were talking about some of the unique characteristics that Great Danes have that really need to be weighed heavily before you just run out and adopt one. And Amy, so we talked about the height, the weight, when they mature, and the amount of food that you have to feed, and the vet costs.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
They're very strong dogs. So it's advisable.
Yes, they are.
It's advisable that all of them be given a basic obedience class. This is going to help the human as the leader of the pack, and will help create a bond between them and their new dog. Basic mm-hmm. obedience class should make it possible for them to take their Dane for a walk and not the other way around. Many people believe because Danes are so large that they are best kept outdoors. Nothing could be further from the truth. They do much better when they're kept as indoor pets and when the family is the core of their existence. They're extremely people-oriented, and they need to be part of the family. So before acquiring a Dane, you know, please be sure you have sufficient time to spend with him or her. They crave and need human companionship. The time requirement is far more crucial than the amount of space that you would have. Most Danes are usually friendly and gentle with all people, children, babies, toddlers, and other animals. They are a very vocal breed. They will bark often and loudly when strangers appear. So they are desirable as a watchdog. While the Danes bark and make lots of noise, they usually will be friendly to people welcomed by their family. They will, however, be protective of their family. Adult Danes, they tend to be very laid back, couch potatoes. They require minimal exercise. A good romp in a fenced yard or a nice walk twice a day is sufficient exercise for an adult Dane. Thus, they don't require, you know, very large homes. So if you have room for a couch, you have room for a Great Dane. Let's see, the small to medium size fence yard should be sufficient. Puppies, in contrast, they're usually significantly more active and require a great deal more of exercise. As far as grooming, they're short-haired. They need minimal grooming. Good brushing once or twice a week in the winter months is sufficient. And then in the summer, I would say vigorous brushing, two or three times a week sometimes, because they are shedding pretty regular then. As far as their health goes, we always recommend them to use the raised feeders because of, you know, preventing bloat. That is something that's, you know, very common with the Great Danes in health. So you want to, if you don't know what that is, it's a life-threatening condition in which air gets trapped in the stomach and or the intestines in the stomach. It can literally turn on its axis, the stomach can. So the symptoms for that would include, you know, swollen abdomen, retching, throwing up, restlessness, excessive salivation, just a painful abdomen. If this happens with a Dane, you need to get it immediately to a vet. And it's usually very costly. I've heard several different people tell me that it's cost anywhere from $5,000 to $7,000 to save their Dane in a bloat procedure. So it's just anything you can do to help prevent that, you know, is definitely recommended. And raising the food bowls and water bowls is a great thing. Let's see. What else?
So let me throw in a quick question to you,
yeah.
Amy. What mm-hmm. concerns faced with in your rescue every day, and your needs out there? What can people do for you?
We strictly are run on donations and adoption. And so we have fundraisers that are set up on our Facebook page, which is at Save Rocky the Great Dane. And then we also have a web page, which is saverockythegreatdane.webs.com. And there's donation links on both. We usually have a fundraiser running like we do now, and it's usually pinned to the top of our page. We also have an online auction going right now for Cupid's Auctions for Rocky. And we have a lot of Great Dane items that are just really cute that are up for auction. So a lot of them have been donated by different groups. We hold the auction, and we post the items. They get to look at the items. through our Save Rocky Facebook page, and it's an event. So if they wanted to go look at our items, it's there. Anyway, they can bid on the items. I believe the auction is closing on Saturday. So once it closes, then the winner wins their item, and money is raised for the Great Danes that are in rescue right now and the ones coming in. On the average, a Great Dane that comes into our rescue is $265 in vetting, and that's if they're not sick. That includes their spay, neuter, all their shots, heartworm tests, heartworm preventative, kennel cough vaccine. It's, you know, we give them everything they need. Some need glucosamine, you know, just depending on the age. I don't turn them down based on age. I've had puppies all the way up to, I think the oldest one we have now is 8 years old that's in rescue. So we're not discriminating towards any of them. We help them all, no matter what it is.
Well,
any donations would help.
We thank you for coming on our show and talking about Save Rocky.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate all you helped us get so we could help another veteran. And
I'm so happy
for everybody doing this.
Oh, yes. Well, it's our pleasure to help, and I hope we can do more in the future.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you again, Amy. We appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. Okay.
Make sure, and we'll post your website on our websites and send some people your way, but I think we're going to go get another one soon from you. So.
Yes, that's awesome.
All right. Well, we appreciate you being on.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, we have, Susan, you had something to bring up now, didn't you?
Well, yeah, I did. I wanted to take these last few minutes to brag on my partner here. I know I give him a hard time and threaten to kick him off every week, but I have to be honest. Mark German has really changed so many lives across this country, and unfortunately, it's often not given the credit he really deserves. You know, after 18 years of service in the Navy, the U.S. Navy, Mark began breeding and training Bernese Mountain Dogs and discovered that he had a really special gift when it came to understanding and connecting with canines. And over time, he's mastered several forms of obedience training. But there came a point along the way when Mark realized that the conventional methods weren't enough. It didn't work with every dog. It failed to change the bad dogs. And so he evolved his own techniques that help these dogs, the ones that remained aggressive and fearful or unstable, even though they knew how to sit, stay, down, and heal. They still had aggression or fear or other instability, even though they had all of these skills. So he ended up developing a program to rehabilitate those behaviors. And he developed this program and in 2005 founded America's Canine Academy in order to teach those techniques and methods to others. And he has trained many whisperers over the years. Some of them have really done some great things with the techniques that Mark has developed. And there's one in particular that I would like to mention today. Of course, you've heard us all talk about our nonprofit organization called H4, Hounds Helping Heroes Heal. With our organization, our mission is to improve the lives of our nation's military veterans who are suffering with PTSD and or TBI by pairing them with the service dog. And we rescue these dogs from shelters and or rescue groups, and we rehabilitate them using Mark's methods, and then we train them to do specific tasks for the veterans. But many folks might not even realize that one of his early students at America's Canine Academy also founded a nonprofit organization in New Jersey that trains service dogs for autistic children and other special needs children. Now, she's doing some really wonderful things with the skills that Mark has given her, and we are so proud of her accomplishments. It's just another testimony that adds credence to the fact that Mark's program works and that it is saving lives all over the country. Not just the lives of dogs, but the lives of children, veterans, and people everywhere. So with all of the folks you've trained, Mark, you could honestly take credit for saving hundreds of thousands of lives. I've heard that this group also has trained several other folks to rehabilitate dogs using the techniques and methods you developed. So your program is actually being used in 37 states and 2 other countries now. So I wanted to give a big hats off to you, Mark, for giving so many people the hope that they need to have a happy, healthy, stable, and well-behaved dog. And now that's all for this week. Remember, you can email us at pettalk@live.com. Thank you for joining us, and have a great week.